Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't nothing wrong with admiration. Don't be ashamed of that. Relations is beautiful. When I was young, I used to always have relations every night.
Hello. How are you?
We are in the building. Once again, we welcome everyone to the Relationship Slow Jam and Adult Talk Show.
Ain't nothing wrong with admiration. Don't be ashamed of admiration.
You know, we are trying to meet each other's needs.
What did you do? Did you pay attention to those things? Did you look at the signs about her? Did you take the time? You know, I'm talking about fellas right now. Fellas,
don't try to take me now and turn me into something that I'm not, because it's not all the same convenience for you. If you're going to love me with who I am, for who I am, by who I am, or leave me the hell you know. It's pretty simple.
It's rolling and rolling and rolling. Woo! Might make a head blow.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another week on the Relationship Slow Jams and Adult Talk Show with yours truly, Mr. Nass, and of course, the lovely one and only Miss Lady J. Good evening. Good evening.
Hey, everybody. How are you? What's going on? Hey, Mr. Nass, how you doing?
Oh, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. How are you doing?
I'm great. It's been a long week. I missed you.
Okay, same here. Back at you. It's been, you know, it's hump day, so it's the middle of the week, and hopefully those tuning in, you get a chance to let us get you over that middle part of the week. So hopefully, you know, you can enjoy, get something from it, you know, maybe take something back, play it at home, play it at your car, play it, you know, at work, you know. For those just tuning in, I just want to make sure I get this clear. The call-in number is 929-477-1560. If you want to chime in, hit that little pound, that 1 pound, I believe it'll kind of walk you through it. Our boards will see that you want to talk. But outside of that, you know, if you just want to listen, just chill. It's all good. We'll play a little bit of slow joints and have this adult conversation tonight. So tonight's topic, love me back.
Love me back.
You know, what you give is what you get. What you give is what you get. So, I mean, there's so many different facets with that alone. So, I'm going to open the door and roll the carpet out for Lady J to kind of elaborate on this before we go into our first, you know, music break. About 7:15, we'll kick off the first one. But Lady J, please elaborate from your perspective.
You know, so many times we want this thing. We want love. We want people to care about us. We want people to show us that they care. But do you give it back? You know, if somebody is giving you 100% of them, even in the very beginning, because, you know, when we first start, it's never at 100%. But if you see somebody who is, you know, they're digging you and they're giving you a nice percentage of themselves, trying to get to know you, trying to get to like you, know your likes and your dislikes, and, you know, just trying to be there. Yeah, you're getting what you want, but what makes you think that this individual doesn't want that back? You know, sometimes we can be very, very selfish in our wants. And don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with knowing what you want. We talk about this all the time. I know I do. You need to know what you want. You need to know what your expectations are. Because without it, then you'll accept anything, or you're just kind of wandering around not knowing what you're looking for, blah, blah, blah. But if you're getting what you want from this individual, you're getting what you need, what makes you think that they don't want the same thing too? And so now, you know, we'll talk about it, you know, even more, but now your selfish, greedy ass is taking, yeah, I'm coming like that already. You know, you're taking, and you're not giving anything in return. What makes you think that this individual is a bottomless vessel and that they're just going to keep giving and giving and giving and giving and giving? And I'm going to tell you, when somebody really, really cares, they may even have the mindset of, oh, well, I have enough love for the both of us. People, please don't confuse yourself and trick yourself into believing that bullshit. Because at some point, you're going to want, if not need, something back. There are those of us who need a lot of it, and there are those of us who need a little of it. But at the end of the day, we all want it and we all need it, no matter what the measurement is. So if you're one of those wonderful people that can give, and only need a little bit back, kudos to you, and I respect you, because I actually get that. I'm kind of that person. But at the end of the day, you still want something back. You know, so you have to kind of really check yourself and then check your partner. If this person shows you that they really can't give love back, are you really going to be all right with that for the long term, for the duration, to build a relationship, to even build, even be in a friendship? There's nothing worse than a one-sided shit. A friendship, a partnership, a relationship, a fucking regular ship on the ocean. If it's one-sided, it's going to sink. We got to equally distribute the weight. So, yes, sometimes the balance of the scale may tip in one direction, a little bit lower today, tomorrow, this week. But at some point, we need to tip on the other side or balance out. But it can't be always weighted to the left and you know, the right side is always up high or the other way around. That's just selfish love. And it can't be like that. It cannot be like that. Now, if that's your thing and you into all of that, then by all means, go ahead. But I promise you, somewhere along the line, you're going to want to need something else.
You just coming out the gate on this one.
Hi, honey.
Yes.
I'm just saying. Because been there, done that, you know, where it's like you giving. Oh, wait a minute. And what's sad about that situation is, most people who are like that, that's just their nature. That's just who they are. What becomes unfortunate is when those people who are extreme givers meet up with people who are extreme takers. You know, we all have those days, those times when, yeah, I'm in my feelings and I need to be a taker. Woo, woo, woo. Tell me you love me. Tell me more about my eyes. Tell me I'm pretty. Tell me this dress does not make me look fat when it does make me look fat. You know what I mean? Yeah, I need that sometimes. Mm-hmm. But on the flip side, too, there are going to be days when the person that I am involved with, no matter what the level of that relationship is, may need that as well. How hard is it to give? I don't care. And, yeah, I'm already out the box, so excuse how this is going to come out. Even if we just fucking, if we got one of those types of relationships and we cool and we doing this on the regular, yeah, you want to hear your stroke is great just like I want to hear my stroke is great. You know, it's like I'm not going to constantly build up your ego to make you feel better about you if you can't do the same for me. If we're embarking on a new relationship, it is a give and take of, stop it. If, you know, it's a give and take of me letting you know that you're doing some things right and this relationship is headed in the right direction, and vice versa. And if we've been in something long term, please let us not forget how important it is to make the person that we're with still feel loved. Going in both directions. You know, I often say that relationships are like yin and yang, ebb and flow. You know, it's going to flow one way for a minute, but then it's got to flow the other way for a minute. It's gotta go. It's gotta be some back and forth. And if we can't do the back and forth, then yeah, I'm starting to feel cheated. Ding, ding, ding. There goes that word. You know, and never do. And we'll probably talk about that on the other side of music. It's never right. I'm never condoning that. You know, but unfortunately, people may or may not know how to convey what they're feeling, or they feel like they got to stay in a situation for whatever reason. But that piece that they're missing, they go out and they find it. I don't want my person to do that.
How do you do that? I mean, how do you, Lady J? I mean, you're coming hard, by the way. I mean, you're just coming out the gates flying. but
my bad.
Yes, for a person that maybe is so used to who needs that, or let me not say me, those who's being selfish. Just call it what it is. That's not sugarcoated. You're being selfish, and maybe the person that being selfish doesn't realize they're being selfish. How do you reach those stubborn, thick noggin? It just you want to pound in them like, yo, check this out. Come on now. How do you reach those people? I mean, with the exception of going to drastic and leaving, but that's not what you want, because, you know, they always say sometimes it's easier to run away, it's harder to stay and fight and try to make things work. I mean, it's kind of like that pendulum, you know, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. How do you reach that, but you still see there's something about that person you want to still be with? How do you reach that individual?
I think that, you know, honesty is the best policy. I think sometimes in relationships that, you know, people that we care about, we never want to hurt their feelings. And sometimes we tend to throw hints. You know, we do innuendos. We do all these things hoping that we can lead the person to the point that we're trying to make. And that's a waste of time. That's a waste of very precious time, because, you know, I hear lots of situations where people say, oh, well, I told him and I told her. No, what did you tell him or her? You told them a hint. You told them a bit. No, you need to tell them what it is, how it is. Look, I'm missing this. I'm needing that. When we met, these were the things that attracted me to you. These were the things that were important, that you made them seem like they were important to you because they were important to me. When did they stop being important to you? And then sometimes you got to also call people on their bullshit. Was it never really important to you? Was it that you were just trying to get with me? And now that you got me because, you know, you have my heart, you feel like those things are not still important? No, they're still important.
Wow.
I don't want to look someplace else for something else. But
well, it appears we have a caller. Do you want to take this caller before we go into the music break?
We can, sure.
Sure, okay. Well, let's bring him on. Let me see. Let's get the boards going. Caller, you on the line with Relations Slow Jams Adult Talk Show. Who's on the line?
Did they get shy of me?
Well, yeah, they got shy. It's all good. Caller, you on the line. It's all good. Mute the person. So, listen.
It's okay.
You know what I'm saying?
It's okay.
No, it's all good.
Well, hopefully they'll want to call back and they will want to chit-chat with us. If not, you know, keep on listening. Hopefully you'll hear something that'll stimulate you to want to have conversation.
But, you know, if you do hit that 1 pound, ladies and gentlemen, after you call the number, you know, we will bring you on to have you, you know, give you 2 cents or chime in on the topic. Again, the call-in number is 929-477-1560. You hit that pound one, I believe, they'll let us know, let me know that you want to talk or you want to chime in. It's all good. You just want to listen. It's all good. So, once again, welcome to the Relationship Slow Jams and Adult Talk Show. Yours truly, Mr. Nass, and the lovely one and only Miss Lady J. So we can go to a little, you know, 2-song music break. You know, get a little 2-step on, a little smooth groove. This is the Grown Zone, and we're gonna come back to the topic. And the topic is Love Me Back. You know, what you give, you get in return. So once again, welcome to the show. Check it out.
Yeah, I'd like to get to know a little better myself.
Ain't nothing wrong with admiration. Don't be ashamed of admiration. It's beautiful. young, I used to always have relations every night.
Thank you.
I don't know. I'm feeling a little sexy with a little two-step over here going on. Love me back. Such a good feeling. Hold up, I'm going to get my little Barry White singing on. Such a good feeling. What? Damn it. Are we back? All right.
Get your
Welcome
life.
To the
Get your entire life.
Gems and adult talk show. I'm sorry. I was feeling kind of sensual. My girl Toni Braxton was on. You know, that new joint is actually fire. I'm feeling that. You know, she needed that. Even though I'm a little pissed off, she's Birdman.
We're not even going to talk about that.
I'm not going to go on. I mean, I heard you can marry me, Birdman. What type of respect are you going to get? But you know what? Whatever. Whatever floats her boat.
Hey, man. Everybody finds love somewhere. So maybe they have what we're talking about. She gives love, he gives it back, as long as it works.
You
can let that go now. You can let that go now.
But we're leaving on.
Let it go. Let it go.
Once
that
again,
ship has sailed.
I know. It's such a good feeling to be loved. And when someone loves you back, it's just awesome. Once again,
we're back.
Slow Jams Adult Talk Show. Lady J, she came in kicking in the door on this topic. For whatever
kicking
reason,
in
another,
the
door,
waving
here,
the 4-4.
The 4-4. I was wondering, like, did we touch on a touchy topic? I mean, it appears that you came in stomping.
Because you know what? It's a touchy. All of our topics are touchy topics. I never speak from anything that I haven't experienced. So, but I think the thing is that, you know, not just for myself, but I see a lot of people who have the same quandary that I have. You know, it's like, okay, you know, I may have done this and I may have done that, and then what happened, or what should have happened, what could have happened. And, you know, you see a lot of people who are currently in situations and they're stifled and things aren't happening the way they want them to. So it's a touchy subject for a lot of people, you know, and I think at the end of the day, just as human beings, it's the most natural thing to desire to be loved, to want to be loved, to want to be needed, to want to be cared about. And it doesn't matter on what level we're at. You know, like I said, again, that's situationships, relationships, long-term partnerships, even in family relationships. You know, everybody kind of wants that give and take. Again, I can never stress enough that the playing field is always going to be balanced every single day. No, today may be my day to get the 80%, and I'm only giving you 20, baby. But, you know, for me to know that you got me on the day that I need 98.7999, you're going to give it to me because I'm a little bit needier. But the thing is that when you're in a situation where you're giving and giving and giving and giving and it just seems endless, I don't think there's a feeling that is – that's just such a rough feeling, a horrible feeling, a tough feeling to endure for any kind of consistency. And then, you know, you asked earlier – you know, at what point do you say, do I stay? Do I go? You know, is it, you know, I see something in this person that makes me want to stay, but on the flip side, I'm missing what I need. You know, you really got to do some soul searching. And there are ways to give and receive love. Believe it or not, I looked it up on the internet. And according to Wiki Now, there are 7 steps to giving and receiving love. And none of these are rocket science. When I looked at these and I was like, oh, I thought they were going to give me something mind-blowing or mind-altering. No, it's the simplest things that we already know. The first one is trust people when they say they love you. Now, the thing about that is this is coming from a perspective that we talked about last week. And the week before, about when, especially I'm not your past relationship, when people are scarred, when you have had a situation and you still carry baggage from that and you're still scarred from that, it may be very difficult to believe that somebody cares for you, that somebody loves you, that somebody is not trying to play you. So you put this wall up and, you know, you take out one brick just to see who's on the other side of the wall. But nobody is getting on the inside of that wall because of what the last person did to you. Again, we have to learn how to take that experience for what it was. Learn the lesson from it, but also to take the next individual for who they are. And if somebody shows you, and we might not even be at a level of love. We cool. We peoples. I like you. You like me. Let's explore this. Let's enjoy each other's company. In order to do that, you have to trust that that person doesn't have ill intentions. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying if you see all kinds of red flags that you saw before that you shouldn't put your brick back in your wall and go on about your business. But what I am saying is that look at that person, look at the situation for who and what it is based on just who this person is and what this current situation is. You can't do that whole comparison, you know, because you may in actuality be trying to compare apples and oranges and you're going to come up with some kind of jacked up hybrid fruit. No, just it is what it is. You know, don't be so deep and oh so wise that you're dumb.
Okay.
Moving on. Number two, it says stop fearing loss. Just don't be dumb. You know, stop fearing loss what they say is the second step. You know, again, that comes from things that have happened in the past. You know, we sometimes, again, want to just kind of hold, oh, they're going to leave me. You know, they're going to be just like so-and-so. And, yeah, no, hopefully you're not picking another so-and-so. So don't go into anything with the same expectations of the last situation because hopefully this is better, definitely different than the situation you had before. What they put as step number three, I completely think is wrong because this should be step number one, which is love yourself. This is the most important step. But it is also the hardest step because, again, if you can't love you, how are you going to instruct somebody else on how to love you? How can you tell somebody what you need? Because what they're supposed to do, they're supposed to amplify what you already have for yourself. So if you are now putting this person completely in the driver's seat of your emotions and how you feel about yourself and how you see about yourself, do you really want to give somebody that kind of control so that if they're in a fucked up mood, like your whole life is jacked up for the course of the day or the week or the month or the year? You got to love you. You got to love you first. And if you can't love you first, then I don't know what to tell you. You need to then step away from any of those situations that you're in and work on you. Spend some time with yourself, by yourself, so that when you go to present yourself, you are bringing something to the table, not just an empty vessel waiting for somebody to fill you up.
That's true. That's true.
Number four was, of course, let love in. Don't block it. You know, live in the moment. So, you know, cherish the fact that somebody cares for you, that they like you, that they may even want to give you a compliment. Just, you know, live right here, right now. Sometimes we get so caught up in what has happened and what's going to happen that we don't enjoy what's happening, you know, or we don't pick out what's wrong with what's happening. Because we are so busy trying to figure out what's going to happen. None of us have a crystal ball. And if any of y'all have crystal balls and can figure that out, I need the lotto numbers. Inbox me, text me, whatever, so that we can go ahead and get this money and then possibly find love too. But I'm just saying.
That's amen. Because the hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Number five was be aware of the voices of negativity. A lot of times, we listen to what other people say versus more than what we see. You know, and I don't get me wrong. Right, exactly. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, if your girlfriend knows Pookie or Ray Ray from around the way and, you know, she's telling you, you know, just be careful, you know. But when somebody is telling you basically that you're not deserving of this person, or they must be playing you, or why would they do this for you? Why would she be this good to you? Sometimes those same people sit back and look at their situation and see where they truly come from. Where are they speaking to you from? What place are they in? Are they really there to protect you, or are they hating on what you have? You know, and then sometimes there becomes that thing where we need to put a little distance between people so that you can cultivate what you have. Because misery loves company, and they will cultivate your happiness.
Yes, they will.
You know, even if you just getting it on a regular from somebody and they not getting none the way they want it, the way they need it, yeah, they going to find a reason for you not to get none either. Don't be blocking me. I need what I need. I'm gonna get what I'm gonna get. I'll get one for you too. I promise I will.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, before you go to the next number, they always say, watch the people that don't clap for your success.
Exactly, because if you can't cheer for me, then but you want me to cheer for you? Yeah, no. Stand on the sideline, cheer for me, and I promise you, all the good vibrations that you give out, they're going to come back to you. They will. It's just it's not all of our turn at the same time. That's all it is. And number six was show love. Show love and show that you care. If somebody is giving you love, if somebody is showing that they care, if somebody is showing that they enjoy spending some time with you, show them that back. Don't get so wrapped up in your past feelings. Don't get so wrapped up into, I'm always have to be one up on somebody. No, because guess what? As you grow to enjoy all of this and it's constantly coming and you digging on this, trust and believe this person is going to get tired. They're going to get tired. And when they're not, it's not being reciprocated and they bounce on you, don't stand there and look stupid and be like, well, why did this happen? What did you do? Or what did you not do? We are always so quick to shine a spotlight on somebody else and not on ourselves. Yeah, I can't keep giving you my $1.15 and I got to walk to work and can't get on the bus. No. Yeah, eventually, I'm going to get tired of walking to work. And your ass got my dollar in 15 cents and you can get all the... No, it's not going to happen. And people need to also stop trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. If this person is not giving you what you need and what you want, my daddy's favorite saying that I run in the ground all the time is, you know, for one, a closed mouth don't get fed. If you don't open your mouth and say what you need, how you need, when you need, you won't get it. And then there is the only person that you're ever guaranteed to be with every single day when you open your eyes is you. There's no promise that that person is going to be there. You know, God forbid, we don't want anything tragic to happen. But what if they decide one day, I don't want to do this no more? What if they decide to just up jump and leave? And you have now sacrificed. You have decided to settle all this time because you were just hoping and wishing and praying and you gave up everything that you had for nothing. You got to be true to you. You got to love you. I'm not saying throw in the towel, but what I am saying is if there's some potential, if you start to see that people are kind of turning around and they hear you, go for it. But if everything is constantly falling on deaf ears, then what? In all honesty, you have to stop and ask yourself, what am I supposed to do? And then you have to be honest with the answer that you come up with. You know, we don't want to pay attention. We don't want to hear ourselves. We can hear everybody else. We can see everybody else's situation, but we can't hear and see our own. You got to be more true to yourself than that. And why would you want to continue to just pour and pour and pour and pour? Yeah, nah, we not doing that. Okay, I'm not doing that. I'm not telling anybody else what to do. I'm not doing that.
That's a negative. I'm not doing that now. That's a negative.
We're not doing that. So, I'm just saying. One of the other things is, you know, we have to look at people for who they are. And a lot of times, if you're not getting back what you're putting out, you have to look at the person that you're with and honestly say, is this person equipped to give me what I need? I had somebody do a little lecture, and they said they equated people and relationships to the same as when a bill collector calls. And if you don't have money to give that bill collector, one of the things we say is, I can't give you what I don't have. Sometimes
yes.
in relationships,
yes.
we tend to link ourselves with people and have expectations of people to give us something that they have never had. And, you know, we feel that we can love people to and through anything. And I do believe that to a point. But if I don't know how to express love, if I have maybe never truly been loved, then how can I give it back to you? And then, you know, the person who's not getting what they need, they get so angry, they get so frustrated, their feelings are so hurt, but you invested in someone who can't give you back what you give them. I mean, I'm going to break this down on the simplest level. Even if we just, you know what I'm about to say, if you can't make sure I'm good, if you're not checking to make sure I got mine, but you got yours, yeah, no, I can't fuck with you. I can't. So if we can't get past that on the simplest, rawest level of sex, how can we go further into a more intimate, emotionally charged situation and you gonna make sure I'm good? You don't know how, because you're selfish, and that may be just who you are, or that may just be because you don't know how. But either way, I'm not getting it because you can't get it. Either you can't get it or you won't get it. But either way, I'm not getting what I need. No, stop
linking
with people.
Well, damn, they're not listening to you. They're not listening, Lady J. I mean, you have no choice but to step off. You got to go. I mean, oh my God, you're hitting on some good points, and it's exactly what you said. If you're putting out and you're trying to give, whether it's emotional, spiritual, friendship, anything, if you're putting out and they're not reciprocating, not giving it back, or even trying to meet you halfway, you've got to make a decision. You got to get a step off. I mean,
you do.
Know, like, damn,
you do.
You know, you got to step off. Period. I mean, at the end of the day, you said it first. You said it when you read the list. You got to love yourself first. And if that person, you know, knows who you are, sees that you're putting out, and they're not appreciating that, you got to step off. But I guarantee you, they'll remember you next time, or they remember you. You know what? I messed up a good damn thing.
Do you know how many times that comes back? Do you know how many times it's like, damn, I should have, I wish I had, okay, well, this ain't three wishes, and this ain't a genie in a bottle. You should have paid more attention to what you had when you had it. And then what happens is people start to take shit for granted. And what I have learned is, no, I am way too worthy to allow anyone to take me for granted. My level of self-respect is higher than that. And if it's a situation where you're truly not getting anything from this relationship, then you have to look at yourself, what bars that you have set for yourself, what you're willing to accept and what you're willing to not accept. Don't get me wrong, we talked about this before. If you have made the conscious decision to settle, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's your decision. I don't want to hear about it. Because
mm-hmm.
this is your choice. for whatever the reason may be. It's the right thing, it's the kids, it's the money, it's the I don't think I can do better, whatever it is, because now that's all going to come back to about, you know, the I don't think I can do better comes back to your esteem. But, you know, sometimes we get so vested in something, we feel like we're locked into it. And we make a choice. Everything we do in this world, as long as we live and breathe and we have cognitive function, it is all a choice. So if that's your choice, cool. I'm all right with that. If you happy, I'm happy. If you like it, I love it. But when you're no longer happy and you've already decided that you want to stay vested, then, you know, you, what you going to do, son? Pick a struggle. I tell my friends all the time, pick a struggle, son, pick a struggle. Because you can't keep walking around talking about woe is me, feel sorry for me.
Mm.
But this is what you wanted.
Oh, you're going there. I was just about to go there, but you're about to play
that. You know,
that.
I don't, that whole play the victim shit, I'm not beat.
Mm.
And I often say, is an underutilized word. Because sometimes when you come to me with that, really? Oh, all right. I'm not going to tell you shit because, again, this was your choice. So don't play the, oh, they did this to me. You started telling me, oh, they did this to you 5 years ago. You've been there for 17.
And you're still talking about it?
And you're still talking about it? Yeah, no. If you want something from someone, then you got to tell them what you want. And sometimes, you know, some people need a little hand-holding. And I'm not above hand-holding. Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of times, especially us as women, we say, I'm not trying to raise no grown-ass man. Guiding and raising are two different things. I am never trying to re-raise somebody else's issue. Never.
Mm-hmm.
But guiding will help you understand who I am. Just like hopefully you guiding me will help me to understand who you are. So this is where communication is key. And I tell everybody, I don't care what the hell we talking about. We're always going to come back to communication.
Yes,
sit down
you will.
And listen to
yes,
people. Listen to people when they talk to you. When they're talking to you about their family makeup, when they're talking to you about prior relationships, when they're talking to you about prior sexcapades, when they're talking to you about anything, you have to pay attention because now you are seeing what the makeup of this individual is. This is how you kind of map them. This is how you chart them. This is how you guide and know what they need. Can I give you this? Because I now got to look at you and say, can I give you what you're looking for? Because just like you want to know if they can give it to you, can you give it to them? I'm not going to go in on some bullshit like, yeah, you can give it to me, and I'm going to just take that, but I can't give it to you. No, that's going to make this beautiful back and forth that I talk about non-existent. No, son, I need you to listen. I need you to listen to me, and I need to listen to you, and we need to stop hiding shit and bullshitting and not being upfront with people, telling people what we want. You know, people go, oh, I'm not going to just lay my life out there. Telling you what I want out of life is not just laying my whole life out there, but it is telling you what I will accept, what I won't accept, what I'll tolerate, what I'll deal with. Yeah, no, I will have patience for this, but that shit right there, no, I don't have patience for that. And therefore, if I can't be patient with an issue you have, then how can I give you back what you're looking for? Now I'm cheating you, and I'm cheating me. Because I want this bliss thing. I know it ain't bliss every day, but I want this bliss thing. So now if I'm bullshitting you and bullshitting me, then where's the bliss going to come in?
You know,
we do a whole lot of stuff in the beginning, and then we don't do it later. So, anywho. Hey, somebody want to talk to me?
Yes, someone will talk to you. We have Mr. Dre that wanted to chime in on the topic. Dre, welcome to the show.
How you doing, man?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Dre.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm good. Jump on in. Anywhere you fit in.
I'm just coming here to, you know, definitely agree with what you were saying, definitely, because it's true. A closed mouth don't get fed at all, and some people really fail to realize that because of certain things that they want from what these people, they need to stop seeing them for what they want them to be and to see them for what they truly are. And I think once people get past that, then they can actually start to get themselves on track as well. So it seems to me that you guys definitely preach the, you know, the wonderful gospel about, you know, being true to yourself and being true to others, because truth be told, you're not only going to waste not just their time, but you're going to waste your time as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Dre, you are all in my head, and I appreciate that. You know, that's another thing. Time is precious. You can't get time back. You can't. And the time that you waste trying to pretend or investing in people or not investing in people, however it goes, you can never get that back. Also, too, stop trying. When people show you who they are, please believe them. Please believe them, because they're not bullshitting. But we often want to sit up and try to make people into something that they are not, because we're trying to fit them into a mold. No, because this person has been who they are for as long as they've been on this earth. And I don't care how good your ass may be. I don't care how well you clean a house. I don't care how much money you may spend. They are going to be who they are going to be. And at some person, that facade that they put on is going to crack. So
amen.
They are going to show you glimpses of who they are. Please don't put on blinders just because you want them to be, oh, well, you know, they only did this once, or, you know, they only took me. Yeah, nah, this is a pattern. Pay attention to the pattern. What do we say, Mr. Nash? Pay attention to detail. Over and over and over again. If you don't pay attention to detail, you're going to get suckered over and over and over again. And you will never get what you're looking for. So thank you, Dre. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you.
Thank you, man. Let me get back to work. I hope you guys have a pleasant evening.
Oh, wow. You dipping your shirt. All right. Thank you. Don't nobody get in trouble at work calling in on this show. We need y'all to keep them coins. I may need to borrow something.
No, we appreciate you calling in. We know we got listeners. The board lit up. You know, we really appreciate you calling and chime in. You know, and if you listen, that's fine. You know, when I chime over and we click you on, that's your time to respond and say, look, you got to say, hey, such as from this state or this location. But we do have Jersey tuning in, a lot of people from Jersey, a lot of New York people. Big salute to my people over in Philly tuning in. I know, my understanding, we got California that chimes in, and also here, area code Georgia and North Carolina.
I know Houston is here, and North Carolina, yep, I know they're here.
Big salute to Houston.
Yes!
Okay, salute, definitely. Good thing.
I appreciate all of y'all.
But, you know, good things. But, you know, the topic tonight, I loved your passion on this topic about loving back. And I'm hoping the listeners was able to get something from it. You know, we don't claim to be, you know, experts. We just come from a real perspective. And I'm not going to say common sense, because everybody's sense is not common.
Lord,
I love that from my man, fairly, because what you do to me seem right to you may not be seem right to somebody else. So you got to do what's logical and works with your life. You got to be comfortable with it. And if you're sharing a life with somebody, you got to be comfortable and compromise with that individual to make a better life for both of you, whether you're in a relationship, whether you're friendship, whether you're at a job. You got to find some compromise, you know, just some type of compromise. But, whew, good show. Good stuff. Good stuff, Lady J.
Thank you very much. I think
stuff.
One of the reasons why it's passionate for me is, you know, I've been on both sides of that coin of, you know, kind of pouring and pouring and pouring. And it was like, okay, your turn. Okay. No, and not your turn yet. Okay, and then, okay, damn, I ain't got no more. I ain't got no more. You know, I also equate love and relationships and partnerships, situationships, like the stock market. You know, the more you invest, yes, you know, there's always the risk that, you know, the market could crash and you get nothing. But usually the more you invest, the more you get back in return, the higher the dividend and the higher the yield should be. So if I'm investing in you, your dividend return is me investing back into you. So it's a win-win for everybody. Because the thing is that, you know, with investing in these types of ships, as I call them, you know, it's the hopefully that when things are good, yeah, we're enjoying each other, we're there, it's wonderful. When things are bad, we're still there. We got each other's backs. We're doing what we need to do because we've built something and we've invested in something. The most common thing, basic human nature, is to be loved. For human beings, it's to be cared for. It's to have someone to invest in you and care for you, whether it's from, you know, the time when you're an infant and you're a child and your parents, up to when we embark into more intimate relationships. And, you know, depending upon where and how you are in your life, it should be on every level. It really should be on every level. You know, that if I'm giving something, that I should be coming back. Now, don't get me wrong. We're supposed to love unconditionally. We don't love with the of putting limits and conditions and constrictions. But, yes, if I'm giving you love and expressing love to you, it's because I want it back. If I'm expressing that I care, because we may not even be at the stage of love. I care. You cool. We people. Yes, I look for that back from you. And if I have to kind of look at you sideways because I'm not sure that we on the same page, then I kind of got to be like, all right, eventually I guess I need to open my mouth and say, where we at? And don't be afraid to ask, where we at? You know, I see it all over the place. Sometimes people, they tell, you know, women, the fastest way to chase a man away is to say, where we at? If he can't tell you where you at or where he's at, then why you there?
That's right. True. So true.
And
so true.
Ladies, don't feel that you have to be at a certain place for him, but you're not really at either. It's okay not to be. I mean, I know we're supposed to be the emotional one, but shit, sometimes I just ain't there. Y'all know I got deep tendencies, though.
Time, young lady.
I don't want to go to bed.
Well, you're going to have to. You're going to do closing remarks. We got to. Oh, listen, we're calling in again, you know. You can hit us, shadowwells.com if you have a business and you're interested in being part of what we're doing. Definitely, you know, hit the inbox on shadowwells.com. Let us know that you want to be part of it. If you have a business, we will promote you. You know, I'm doing this one-time offer to promote your business on the show. Because at some point, we will be charging. but we believe in we do believe in supporting small businesses and black-owned businesses and minority businesses. We're heavy supporters of that as well. Yours truly, I'll be doing my thing Friday night on shadowwells.com. We're going to do some classics, you know, make, you know, that feel-good music. And Lady J, you know, she has her business. Lady J, you want to please explain what your business is? If people don't know what
the
you
name
do,
of my
you know, you're so talented.
Y'all know what I do. No, let me stop. The name of my business is called Sassy Sentiments, and the card reads Sassy Sentiments. You know, we create decadent treats and baskets, and so I bake. I bake, and I do gift baskets. And we are venturing into something a little different for the summer. We're going to do something called Sassy Slushies, where we're going to have alcohol-infused fruit slushies. So look out for those. They're going to be all over the place. And hopefully you guys will like them and partake in them.
That's what I'm talking about. Get something tasty and get a little lushed up. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Yes, yes. But we're at the time where we do our closing remarks. So, you know, tonight's topic, I like to say the best for last, and that's Lady J. So I'm gonna say my little 2 cents, and of course she gotta finish out strong. That's what she's the star of the show. For me, my perspective, you are a star. own the greatness, own it. But I mean, hurry up, we run out of time. Listen, you know, if you're giving someone love or whatever you give someone, understand it's gonna come back twice to you. So I can say from my perspective, if I'm gonna show you love, you give me anything back, I'm gonna match it and more. That's from a man's love to a woman. That's my final words.
Wow, that's deep. You know, damn, it's hard to follow that. Wow, and I'm never speechless. Absolutely. You know, if you see that I'm trying to give you my all, meet me there. Meet me halfway. Just meet me halfway, because trust me, if I'm giving it to you that strong, I want it back that strong. Quick note, I just got a text. There is a scholarship fundraiser called Designer Bag Bingo this Saturday, April 21st at the VFW Hall in Kenilworth. This is from the WSSU alumni. This is from my friend Sonia. She is a huge part of the Alumni Association of her HBCU. Woo, woo, woo. And she does great work. So if you guys can do that, if you guys can support that, I greatly appreciate you. I love you guys. Good night. I hate to say goodbye, but I love you guys, and I gotta go because Wayne, you know, Mr. Naz is putting me to bed.
Good night, everyone. God bless, and stay blessed. See you next week.
Bye-bye.